Hello and welcome to Bible Brothers, the podcast where we read the Bible from front to back. My name is Robert. With me, as always, is Dan Klein.
Yes.
And my last name is Padnick, but whatever.
Yeah, they're like, Robert who? Who is this guy talking?
So Robert. Casual. Robert, yeah. Padnick.
Robert? As if we're just on a first name basis?
No. Sorry. I fudged it. But how are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing A-okay. I already told you this before the recording, but I just came from picketing at the Disney lot.
Well, you can pretend that. Hold on.
Oh, sorry. I can pretend. Yeah, why do I have to be honest?
You don't have to be honest.
In fact, most of entertainment is just lies to begin with. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Hey, Robert, here's a funny little thing that happened this morning.
Oh, yeah. What hit me?
I was picketing at Disney.
Wow.
Cool, huh?
That's cool.
Yeah, cool new information for you and everyone.
I heard they chopped. Oh, I saw on Twitter that they like
chopped some trees at Universal.
Some trees to, yeah, Universal
to scare.
But I bet it wasn't to scare them. I bet it was just unfortunate.
We don't care
timing
about you.
I think it's less. Yeah, it's even. It's just that was when tree trimming is.
I think it's just hard to tell. Well, someone was like, "You don't trim trees in the summer." Was something.
I don't know.
And I was like, oh, and I immediately believed them.
Yeah.
Without looking into it.
It sounds smart.
Yeah, definitely.
It sounds like Sherlock Holmes.
You don't, but you don't trim
the
trees
seasons.
In this. Right. Dictates when you trim.
The four seasons correlate with the four humors.
Yes, of the body.
Of the body.
And like how we do bloodletting.
Yes.
To trim our blood supply.
Right.
Only on the solstice.
Right.
That's when you trim the trees.
Yeah, I don't know about this, but that's my guess. I think that the studios aren't that wicked, or it's more like they're not that insidious,
or and especially in that like petty of a way. It's like,
no,
they might be insidious, but it's more like we're trying to get billions of dollars.
Yeah, we're not like trying to cut down your trees.
If
to,
anything, we
want to
save money.
You.
Right. But I think people are having trouble right now gauging how evil the studios are, so they're quick to jump to like, maybe they are that evil. Maybe it is the little things. We don't know.
Here's another reason why I don't think they're evil as I've gotten a bit older myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think being evil and Machiavellian is a young man's game.
Oh, so
I think if you're like, there, it's simply like, I don't think anyone above 50, which, you know, most of these people in charge are that, or 60 or so. You have kids, you have family, you're tired, you have a day job. You think you're like...
To scheme,
you're like golfing.
Right.
You're like, it's just like indifference.
That's the evil.
The evil is maybe just like that they're too high above you to care. And like, but like you see photos of them, they're not like... That would require you being at a desk, like looking at the almanac for when is it hottest and cutting the trees instead of like... I'm just not here. I'm like on a vacation with my family.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
Yeah. That's like, it's like a bigger picture evil.
Yeah.
Slower game.
But I think it's better.
Yeah. Overall, hey.
Because it means like the people that are have the most money and who are the most power, I think are too, I just don't think that they're like being actively manipulative.
I just don't know. Yeah. I don't even know if they would, because they care so little, that I don't know if they would be able to do, like what they think is evil might not actually correlate with what regular people think is evil. Does that make sense? Like if they're like, let's get them, you know, like let's do something evil.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they would think, let's trim the trees, like because their everyday life is, I don't know. I think they'd be like, let's drain their pools or something. And someone would be like, well, they don't all have pools.
Oh.
You know, like their idea of like what would hurt them.
Let's make them play on a clay court where the ball doesn't bounce as hard.
It's like, I think a lot of them aren't just playing tennis all
like
day.
Like you're saying like their moves would be different.
Yeah, yeah. Like it wouldn't be so relatable. Probably out of touch. Let us like unplug their wine fridges.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, okay, well.
Yeah, some issues.
They're like, just
that.
Get it done. Just get it done. Do it.
That'll mess up. That makes me furious.
Right. If my wine isn't at the temperature I need it to be at while I'm serving at my party.
Right. Then we'll know something's up if there's a spate of that in Los Angeles.
And then someone, you know, their assistant tells them like, yes, we've done it.
Right.
And they're like, excellent.
Good.
now I can't wait to read all the articles about writers talking about how their wine is at the wrong temperature.
I also think just writers are just creative and paranoid. You know, it's just like,
that's true. Yeah,
they're
they
using their
of
imaginative faculties.
I know how this works.
I see.
Right. In the past, they had talked to the Trimmers.
Good versus evil. Mm. You see, and also just like the causal relationships of a narrative.
Stop it, guys. Stop writing. Even just creating that story, you're breaking
you're
starting
strike. To do your thing. Oh, don't yeah. Don't it. Even.
Don't imagine.
Think in terms of a story. Life is not a story, guys.
Stop imagining. Everybody.
Now.
Right? From now. So now we're just going to read the Bible without interpret. We're not allowed to interpret.
No, you can't.
We're only allowed to read it.
You can read
this time.
Other stories that exist, but don't make your own.
And don't add, you know, don't try to fill in the blanks.
No. Like, much like editing. You can do.
You can rearrange it.
You can rearrange things now, but you can't. Add or
right
or change the meaning.
So read the next chapter, Robert, in safely. Any order you want. Do you we recorded recently, so do you remember what happened last time?
Yes.
Honeycomb.
Me want honeycomb. But what? Oh, they found a honeycomb?
Remember there
yes,
was
they
like
stepped
there's
on
the...
honey and they're like, ooh, I want it.
Yeah, and the guy was like, yeah, and then he ate it and they were like, stop it. And he was like, no.
I don't remember the context or why, but I do remember that he did eat it. And was that who ate it? Saul? Someone. And then was it good
that
or bad?
Saul said don't eat it.
I remember being very confused about like tracking what should or should not happen.
Yeah, and what was like the main idea.
And what's good or bad and etc.
Yeah, I don't really remember either, but I think it's like be careful what you wish for a little bit. No, that happened like three chapters ago, I think. I don't know. So
I think that's like, are you afraid of the dark? Is be careful what you wish for. Well, I don't think they've like elevated to that yet.
I thought there was an element of like, you want a king? I'll give you a king.
Right. Yes, there was an element, but then we're not sure if it like manifested.
And I don't know. I think maybe again, I was doing that.
Yeah, right. It's like
the writer
story
was coming
like,
out.
Wish for something, and sometimes
honey,
it's good, and sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it's sweet like honey, but don't eat the honey.
But if you do, maybe
the Philistines.
Fine.
They're just like trying to like get to something.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, let's just try another chapter and maybe we'll find the
just don't
point.
Go back.
Don't go back. And we've already written many things multiple times.
Yes. Like, everything we've said so far is true. Don't go back.
Don't go back. And maybe we're going to find out the reason
today.
Today.
So open up those Bibles to 1 Samuel. That can't be how people call it, but I'm sure whatever. It's chapter 15. And this section is called Samuel Sends Saul to Destroy Amalek.
Okay.
So.
Pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward.
But
and,
I wonder how long they'll make it.
And in theory, just judging by title, you would think it would be good.
Because he's just giving him.
This character saying, do this, kill this person. You're like, okay.
But what's your guess? Really bad? Bad.
Or meaningless.
Those are the three. Really bad.
I say just
like no point.
Nothing. No feelings.
I'm going to say bad.
Okay. Like, and neither of us are saying good.
I don't think that's an option.
Okay.
Meaningless is like the best one.
Right. It's just like, okay, whatever.
Right.
Like,
at least it was just meaningless.
Make me sad. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now, I don't remember that.
I don't either, and it's weird that they're like radioing this in as like, hey, it's almost like previously on.
Kind of helpful,
said
to be honest.
This. It is helpful, but why not just have a scene where God is saying this?
I don't know. Has God ever... Because God doesn't speak to everyone. He like only talks to Samuel. But why,
that's what I mean. Why don't we see God and Samuel? And he's like, look, here's my next thing.
Yeah, right.
The Amaleks.
I feel like previously the Bible would do that. And I'm grateful...
That they're not.
That they're just picking one.
Either that's true.
I hear the
he's
scene where he talks
it.
To the guy
that's
or
fair.
Where the guy talks to the other guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's good. Better than bad.
Better than bad. Meaningless.
Meaningless. No point.
Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass.
Dang.
Yikes. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen. and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye shewed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites.
I don't remember that either.
No,
I don't remember the Kenites.
I don't remember anyone helping them.
No, I wonder what the Kenites did.
I thought they were like in the desert.
Yeah.
By themselves.
And I feel like I also would remember Kenites being talked about.
I just remember anyone helping them.
Hmm.
Kenites.
And it's interesting. So what? They're like waiting outside the city and they're sort of, what's the word that like police can't do? They can't...
a warrant?
Not warrant, but like when you're identifying people by their race.
Racial... discrimination.
I mean, basically, but I forgot the
yeah, I understand, like pulling people out of like a line, yes, or something.
But that's what they're doing to get the Kenites. They're like, hey, like
profiling.
Yeah, they're racially profiling the Kenites,
right,
outside the city gates, maybe.
No, I think they're just like, hey, Kenite. They're on a bullhorn.
Bullhorn, gotcha.
And
gotcha.
They're like,
Kenite, all
you
the
guys
Kenites
are cool. Like, you get out. You're safe.
And everyone else is like, teeth chattering, like, oh no, what's gonna happen?
And maybe they do look different, just because, like, I don't know, if I was an Amalekite, I'd get out with the Kenites,
right, and
be like me, oh, too,
I'm a Kenite.
Yeah,
I'm Johnny Kenite.
But maybe they have passports.
Probably let's see who's the issuing authority on here.
All right, you're good. Kenite, I'm so nervous, I got a fake Kenite passport. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur. That is over against Egypt. Oh, I didn't know they're so close to Egypt.
I think it's all really close.
They went right to the border of Egypt.
Oh, they're going back.
Well, I mean, they just said they took over a place that was right next to Egypt.
That's kind of crazy.
I thought they were way far away. I thought there was a big desert.
Right. But still, that...
so confusing.
It's a little strange that they're just so close.
Yeah.
Like, that's the place that we've been talking about all this time.
I mean, it just goes to show, even, I mean, it's like, I was going to say, you can't walk that far in a day,
mm-hmm,
back, you know, if you're a pioneer, but also they had 40 years.
Yeah, they could have gone pretty far.
I'm surprised they didn't get so far.
Yeah, that part of it is like a little embarrassing, if anything, but I guess it was just that.
But they,
it's
camped
not that
out.
They
also camped out in the desert.
Yeah, and they were like, they can't, like,
right, did, right, right. I have to keep remembering that.
And is like the 40 years partially like, we're right outside the gates. We're right. Going to start smoting people real soon.
Right. They're just on the other side of the Red Sea. They're, yeah, like, that's maybe as far as they got, really.
Yeah, it sort of makes it official. We're not their slaves anymore.
Yeah. Okay. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword.
Agag is kind of a cool name.
Agag. Yeah. I bet they're going to hang him.
All his people, he totally... okay. Interesting.
You
think
they've
so?
Done other kings.
Did they hang them? I don't even remember.
Yeah, they like make them watch all this bad stuff and then they kill him anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But Saul and... oh, here we go. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly.
That's interesting. So they're going against the commandments of God here?
Yeah, they're pretty clear. Kill everything.
Kill everybody. And they're like, but there's some good sheep.
And definitely their king.
Juicy. Yeah, the king you think first. He's, like, he's nice. Have you ever talked to him?
The last Agag? Person you want to keep alive.
You're not going to start another kingdom, are you?
No.
No. I'm on your guy's side now. I don't know what else you want from him.
And give him all the best sheep.
Yeah, he gave us the good sheep. He immediately sold out his people.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll ever see Agag again. My guess, no.
Agag the coward.
Oh, wait. Oh. Next section is called God Rejects Saul for His Disobedience.
Yeah.
So there you go.
This seems like it's a repeat of like the honey.
Similar, yeah.
The honey thing is like, but it's good. It's so odd to me that this is the stance God is taking.
Yeah,
you'd almost think it'd be
infractions.
The opposite.
What do you mean?
That it's like mini infractions, like, you know what? I see the humanity in you. You didn't kill everything, and that's okay.
One or the other. Or right. Kill him.
Or kill him for doing that.
For
yes,
doing
but
what
leaving,
you did immediately.
That's interesting. Yeah, he's being like, hey, you better not do that again, Buster. Or else.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you. I'm God. By
don't
the way,
it. Weird.
And is, it is crazy.
Is Saul ever gonna be punished for what he's doing?
It's also
or rewarded,
right?
Like you
anything.
Say. Yeah.
It's also crazy to imagine that it's like, look, the truth is like Samuel is just like nuts, right? Like, take out the idea that like this guy's, you know, quote unquote talking to God.
Yeah.
This guy's just making these commands.
Oh, you think Saul is maybe thinking that?
I'm just saying I'm thinking that.
Oh.
That it's like, okay, buddy, yeah, you're talking to God. Sure.
Oh, you don't think God is even...
I mean...
You think it's a Tyler Durden situation?
A little bit. Fight probably. Club. There's got to be some element of that
mm.
with
mm-hmm.
all these guys. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so ultimately, it's Samuel that's just being like, you got to kill everybody. It's just like an adamant psychopath.
Yeah, an adamant.
Like OCD
yeah. mm-hmm.
psycho.
Just got to do all of them.
You have to. Or God's going to punish you. Really? He hasn't yet.
I mean, that is probable. I mean, not to say probably. I guess this is saying that I don't believe
God is talking to
the
him.
Bible, but
right.
like that's probably, I mean, if anything at all like this happened,
right.
that's probably more like what you're talking about.
And also, if he's not being punished or rewarded by God, it's probably because God's not there. And
right.
it's all just a crazy person.
Right. Saying like, next time God's really going to get you.
Like, okay. Sure, Samuel.
Well, let's see what Samuel does. Then came, let's pretend as if God is not real in this next section.
Okay.
Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments, and it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. This
all night.
Does make a lot more sense if you think Samuel's crazy.
Yeah.
This is adding up.
Pretty quickly.
And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place and is gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal.
Carmel is in California.
Yeah, he was there.
Beautiful town. Clint Eastwood was the mayor. That's like the one thing I know about
him. Oh, really?
I think at some point.
Hmm.
It's a very like rich, white, and very dog friendly.
Carmel.
Carmel by the sea.
Yeah, I think I've driven through it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?
Oh boy.
That's a good point.
He's starting to sound really crazy.
And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed.
I mean, you have to imagine, OCD psychopath thinks, okay, they're going to kill everybody, and then hears a sheep. It's probably driving him nuts.
Absolutely.
He's just like, why? Like, it's got to be clean.
Yeah.
Everything's got to be dead.
My ears have to be clean of sound.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I wish he said that.
Yeah.
That would have made
my
it.
My ears are dirty.
You're making them dirty with your sheep sounds. What do you want
with
from
your
me?
Noise dirt?
Dirt noise in my clean ears, my ear crystals.
My ear crystals are messy. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on.
What?
I hate that sentence. Go on.
It's getting bad.
And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed.
Right.
Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yeah, I know it's yea, but I'm going to say, yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal.
This is like kind of interesting. It's just like...
Go on.
Like, yeah, I could try to explain. But that it's like, they're in sort of a complicated, like, this didn't go exactly as I thought it was going to go. And
Saul
Saul
yeah.
is saying, like, is that Really?
That kind of feels like some fights I got into with my wife. They're like, they're basically saying the same. Like, we're kind of talking in circles. And he's like, well, I did. Like, I brought the stuff back to sacrifice to God.
So ultimately,
which is what you wanted.
That's true. It is. It's just like not exactly how you pictured it. Again, you're being like really OCD about, you didn't say exactly how it had to happen.
Now they're here. Now we will sacrifice them.
So you're getting what you want. It's like, yeah, but that's not. Yeah. So it's like, it's just funny that that's like what they thought was an important story. Then is like, imagine a situation where you tell someone to do something, and the other person kind of, I know, that's why it's like, it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, to carry this like possibly interesting, like maybe we needed a story to be like, hey, when God tells you to do something, do you do what you think is right?
That's exactly what I think is happening.
Or do you do exactly what he said?
And like, what's the interpretation of exactly what he said?
Right.
And so what's going to happen?
Right.
If there is a little disagreement about what...
Yeah, you sold me.
Conceptually, it's interesting.
And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Yes. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. So you're right.
Yeah, like he's like, hey,
he's saying what you're saying.
Right. It's like, here's why you're wrong in this situation. Yeah. And good. I think what we're about to get to is kind of funny, though.
Okay, cool. Well, this next section, two more, is called Saul's Humiliation.
Wow.
He's about to get spanked.
Yeah. Pants pulled down.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Whoop. Swirly. Have you ever gotten a swirly?
Has anyone ever gotten a swirly? Kids,
I've never, in my experience, known of one.
No, I think that it's really of a place and a time.
Swirlies.
Like,
you'd have to be so strong.
Exactly. That's what I was like. The guy has to be very strong.
You'd have to be like a senior picking on like
the tiniest freshman.
Tiniest twerp.
And so like even that level of interaction where it's like, well, the older kids just naturally beat up on like the youngest kids wasn't even part of the social ecosystem by the time I was in high school.
It'd be really heavy. Especially it's so cumbersome what you're suggesting you do to a person.
And so much taller, right?
Yes. And also proportionally, like you have to like pick them up over like, so you have to be... You have to be like...
It's basically you have to be 6 feet tall
and he has to be 4 feet tall. Way above the toilet and put them down and up.
The amount of like research that would have to go into who you can do it to would take most of the time.
Yeah, and if you're a bully, you're not. It'd be so premeditated.
You dip their head in as you're flushing?
I think so.
Which also doesn't even seem that effective.
Well, it seems better.
Than just dipping their head in?
I would rather get a swirly.
Yes, it seems better for the little guy.
Yeah.
Because like when the water flushes, it goes away.
Yeah, it's like, it's nice. I mean, right. Theoretically, it could be fine.
But is it that you're like so small that you're scared of being flushed or you get like some suction or something?
I'm being sucked.
Yeah.
What it feels like to be poop.
I'll be honest. I don't even know how pipes work that there is suction.
Gotta be a little suction.
But how does that happen? Like, I'm saying like, how does...
Now you're just asking how do pipes work? Hold on.
There's a great...
Well, there's water in the tank.
But like, how do pipes know?
Right.
Like if you're in the shower.
Yeah.
And the pipe and the water drains.
How does it know?
How does it know?
Isn't it like it just...
Good start.
Hold on. I know how it knows to get rid of the water.
Sure.
It just goes down the hole.
But it's not like the hole is just like straight down that it goes to like the center of the earth and it's like, well, of course.
And injects it into a volcano.
And also, it's not even just that the water falls in. The water is actively sucked. That's why it makes that sound sometimes.
Well, but it...
Like, what's going on?
But it's not sucking. It just... I mean, if there's enough of a hole, it'll make a vortex.
Maybe.
A suck.
I can't claim to know anymore.
I'm kind of talking on my ass. I'm like one step behind. I'm just staying one step ahead of you.
Fact squad? There's a great subreddit.
I don't think it's sucking. I don't think that requires like a power.
Is there like...
Or I think it's sucking as much as gravity is making it suck. But maybe I don't think that's nothing's turning yeah. on.
Right. But still, it's like, how is the pipe situated?
No, I hear you. I mean,
I guess they are. They have to be vertical to start.
Do they?
I don't know.
Do they even?
I don't know. But can yeah,
do,
like when
can,
I drain...
Do all pipes have to go down? Is one question I have.
That's a good question for you the know? Pipe squad. Do all pipes go down? And
can
how
you have
do
a
they...
pipe that goes up? Or is that exactly wrong?
And what is the power of the pipe? POP. How does it know?
I know it has something to do with pressure.
I'm sure pressure is involved. That sounds great. Because you're like, don't break the pipes.
Jeez. Yeah. That's a great question.
Guys, let us know.
I took a class in college called reality physics, and it was kind of like one of those like mandatory, you know, you got to take something kind of classes. But it was really, I really preferred it. It was like, we're going to, one of the chapters is like, how do like CDs work?
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
Or like, how
it's
does
like practical
like a,
physics.
How does a scanner at a supermarket like work?
You would think that that would be like a class for everyone.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of this pipe situation where I was like...
Practical knowledge of the world around you.
Kind of. Yeah, just basic things that are happening that you don't need to ever know, but, you know.
It's frustrating to not know them, though. To be like, I'm just like driving through this world that I have no idea what's going on.
Well, it's really bad as a homeowner because you're like getting people to fix stuff and they tell you what you need and you're like,
sure.
Maybe.
Right. Yeah. You could be lying to me.
I don't
There's
know
no
how
way
electricity
to know.
Works. So that's going to be hard for me to have a conversation.
Little secret between you and me. Like, I don't know what electricity is. So you're just like, so you go nuts in there, sir.
Or like another thing talking about, oh, you might want to borrow it. It's this book that I would recommend called The Master Switch. Did I tell you about it? And it was like,
yes. The new, wait, is that the news one?
It's like about like the history of like all media technologies the rise and fall of them. And they were talking about like the race to put up telephone wires and just like this is less like how does it work, and it's more like I just never really thought
how they got there,
that had to start from somewhere, someone had to do it, some company did it,
and that's why they're there.
There's
another great book called, I wonder if they've updated it, it was called The Works, I think. And it's basically just like a graphic, not a graphic novel, but just like infographics about how everything in New York City works.
Oh.
And so it's
they probably talked about the sewer and the pipes.
They definitely talk about the sewers.
But they probably don't talk about pipes in general.
I don't think it's as general knowledge as I need.
Right.
But I think it is like, here's how the pipes work. Here's how you get, how the water gets there. Here's how the electricity works.
That's cool.
Cool.
That is cool.
It is cool. Mm. I agree. Okay. Right. Talking about cool books.
So we were about to start Saul's humiliation.
Oh, yes.
And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice.
It is funny that they're taking a stance, not the stance that I would have taken, but they are like,
yeah,
you're wrong to do this.
He's like,
I am wrong.
I like that.
You got me. Yeah.
You know, pick a side.
Pick a side, and they have.
Now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent.
So no wonder that's the humiliation.
He did pull his pants down.
Yeah. Oh! This is like the first time that's ever happened in history. Yeah. Like... His clothes got sucked off of him.
Yeah. Oh, it went down the drain. I'm wearing my brassiere.
And there's pressure down there. And that's how it worked. But yes, he's in his heart boxers.
Heart shape. Yeah, his heart boxers for sure.
Very red. Wow.
So embarrassing.
So he is truly humiliated.
And that's so really funny. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine. That is better than thou. And
he tried to like tie it in.
This is what he said last time, didn't he? Like, now the king's going to be someone who you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's very similar to the honey story.
Yeah, he keeps. Yeah, this seems like a different version of the honey story.
Yeah,
a little clearer.
Like, yeah, maybe it is just like they repeated.
They're repeating, but he's saying, like, I know who's going to be king.
And
Samuel
they haven't
too,
said it
maybe.
Yet. Yeah.
Sam Jr.,
the clone.
It's a little clone that he's going to make. And he's like, I'm going to be able to control you. And we'll see.
And also, the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord thy God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. Wait.
I'm confused.
I'm just a little confused because he just asked to do that a second ago. He said, turn me to God. And he said, no, in fact, I'm going to pull your skirt down.
Gotcha. But now that he's done it, he's like, okay.
And he's like, okay,
suffered enough.
Turn me to God. And he's like, okay.
Well, now that he's naked and has been humiliated.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like, okay, you learned your lesson.
I guess so. He paid his like humiliation toll. Weird. And the last section is called Samuel Kills Agag.
Yep.
Then said Samuel, bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him delicately.
In chains.
Oh.
Interesting.
Interesting choice.
Delicately.
Delicately.
Maybe because it's like the sound of the chains.
The delicate sounds of the pitter-patter of chains.
Oh,
beautiful. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past.
Who did he say that to?
I guess Samuel. But what does he mean?
My guess is that it's like you, when you were like killing everyone,
Oh, surely you're not killing any more people.
Yeah, I think maybe. Like, you're not in that mood anymore, are you?
Totally. And Samuel said, as thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal.
Yeesh. That's not exactly the right phrasing there. As your sword has made women childless, your wife is also going to be.
Your mother.
Like, wouldn't it be like
your
this
mother's
is going to
be childless?
It seemed kind
of... your sword?
Yeah, it shouldn't be
killed
like...
killed some children?
Now I'm going to kill you, or my sword is going to make your wife mother.
No, well, he's saying that. I mean...
I guess he is. It just seems weird that the sword is the subject. But yeah, I guess it's implying. I'm about to slice
I know,
you
think
up.
You're going
to
get the sword in the second part.
Yeah.
So something about my sword
right.
is going to do that.
Yeah.
Would be clean.
Little note.
Yeah. Not a big one, but a little, but you know.
Yeah,
fix
I definitely
it. Did. But
definitely
fix it.
Yeah.
Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went up to his house to Gibeah of Saul. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. The end.
It's so funny, the God regretting.
Anything.
Yes. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he did it to like show them,
yeah,
teach them a lesson.
Weird
he should be like happy or sort of like at least like, mm-hmm.
It is weird. Yeah, he's just like in over his head, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this guy's a headache. This whole thing was a mistake.
Yeah. Especially because it was like one of my rules that they shouldn't have kings.
I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have gotten involved.
Okay.
What would he be doing, though?
I don't know.
What else does he have to do?
God?
Yeah. Planets?
Planets.
That would have been nice had they mentioned that. But I guess they didn't know about planets yet.
His
but
other
it's like
family.
God,
his other family.
Yeah.
His
like,
other planet.
As God is like crashing planets together and he sees this, he's like, oh, this is
what
mistake.
It would feel like to a lot of religious people. If there was like a planet that God
loved,
they'd be like, secret family.
Yeah. I'm hurt.
That would explain a lot of bad things.
Totally. And like kind of your impatience with us.
Yeah.
Because you had limited time because you were going back to them all
and like
the
you
time.
Didn't want to make it work with us.
Well, yeah. You, if anything, yeah. That would actually, I think, be nice for this story to know that actually God is like one foot out the door.
Mm.
Which I guess maybe they implied with like the Noah story of like, I'm not going to
make him perfect
drown
anymore.
Everybody again.
Right. I'm just
I won't
let it,
do it.
Let it run.
But. There's maybe a slight element of, you know, he always wishes that he did.
I bet that's when he kind of started his second family.
Oh, yeah.
Was like, I'm not going to try to fix this.
Right, because it's just going to keep happening. And
but I can't leave.
I would feel a little bad about that, but ultimately, I love Mars more. The people of Mars.
So hot.
Yeah, cool and red. And they have, what do they have on Mars? Caverns.
Well, I don't think we know, right?
No, well, I'm not about life, but oh no, wait. That's a thing on the moon that I learned from my friend's show, High Science.
Uh-huh.
That there's lava tunnels on the moon.
Really?
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because the moon had lava, or like some lava accidentally got on the moon?
I don't remember anything beyond learning about lava tunnels.
It's cool.
Yeah. But that was good enough.
Yeah. I guess everything was molten at one point.
I don't know. It had to be, right? You can't like, be how hard did it get without, there?
Yeah, without being soft.
We have so many good questions today.
Yeah, or bad questions.
Or yeah, that's
depending
true.
On depending how smart on, yes. the is.
If you are like a plumber, is like this. I hate this very general pipe question. And like an astronomer also couldn't is like, come now. On, this is boring stuff. But I think to the general public, maybe they'd be like, huh, how do you, like is everything molten first?
That's the dream. That
and then
people
it cools
just kinda,
off.
Yeah,
yeah. People are with us with our questions.
Yeah, just like
I also am pondering.
Yeah, puts me in a little pondering headspace.
I hope so.
Well, this chapter is short.
Yes.
And this first...
Hey, wait, did you think that one...
Oh, right.
I thought that was better than at least our expectations.
Yeah. I think neither of... I would say it was pretty good.
Yeah. It was okay. Pretty good.
I think you made it better.
Because I talked about it?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's... And that's what I think a lot of religious people would say.
Right.
Is that it's like, see? No. That's what it's doing.
Right. That's what the rabbi is for.
He's like a little referee.
Right.
Who's like... Or like a... conductor of an orchestra.
Yeah.
Like now a you little talk more a little. Of that. Oh, yeah. Some more horns.
Now it's good.
See? Because I did it.
Right.
Not because you guys were going to play those notes anyway.
Right.
They should do a symphony with no conductor just to show you the difference.
I love that.
Because then you're like, oh, man, they really are like, they're all over the place without this guy.
Oh, that's a great idea. I wonder if it's a YouTube video.
What a symphony sounds like without, or what an orchestra sounds like without
I would
a
love
conductor.
To know that.
Because, yeah, it is like, of all things in the world, that one is the most like, I don't think he's doing anything.
Or same, I'd like to see no conductor, and then I'd like to see two different conductors. Same orchestra.
Oh, how it sounds. Yeah, that's cool, too. That's very good.
Yeah.
Project Squad? Wait, what's our movie squad?
Do we not have a music squad? Or orchestra squad?
I don't think there's anything for orchestras, but this would be helpful. Kat, if you could make a section on the Discord... For orchestra ideas.
Yeah, or something.
Something. You know, you get it.
So this first section is called Samuel is sent by God to Bethlehem. Fine.
Straightforward.
Yep. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go, I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons.
Wow. So here we go.
Oh, this is the guy.
Jesse.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect that, huh?
No.
Am I crazy? I feel like we've like come across a Jesse. We've definitely come across names where you're like, wow, that's crazy. That's in the Bible.
Jesse, I'm surprised, is like, it's not like Jessifer.
Jessifer.
It's just Jesse.
Jesse.
It's like the nickname.
Yeah.
I guess we've seen Dan.
Right.
Dan and Jesse.
Dan and Jesse.
Like kind of 80s kids.
Totally. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Lord hear it, he will kill me. He will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. Why would Saul kill him?
Yeah, that seems like it's putting a lot on Saul. He doesn't seem like...
Does Saul have that like authority? I don't think so.
I guess if he... Maybe they're saying like, look, if he finds out that I'm going to get a different guy, it would only be natural.
Oh, he's still the king.
Yeah, it would only be natural that he's like, well, I'm just going to kill you so I don't have to lose my...
Oh, I thought when he pulled his pants down, that was like, you're not the king anymore.
That should be a rule. And from now on...
Like if you pulled down like...
A king's pants?
Yeah, or like a president's pants, and then you're like, he just buckles it up again. He's like...
still have authority. It's like, no, you don't. Well, isn't that the point? There were those protesters that used to throw pies at people.
Uh-huh.
And it was to like make them look like fools.
Right, right. They're still, you can still be in charge. You just are
but
a fool.
You have been made a fool of.
Mm. So yeah, okay, this makes sense. Lord continues, and call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will shew thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said...
So scary, his presence.
Why are they so scared of him?
I don't know. I don't remember him having this kind
Isn't
of
like...
Isn't
he like a judicious,
aura.
Like a judge of a benevolent...
But I guess that they're like, he has the power to do
anything
either one.
He wants. And he said peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves. And come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. Okay?
Okay. Follow? Going to the sacrifice.
You copy?
I think so.
Okay, this next section is called
Jesse and his sons. It's so weird. It's not, doesn't feel, I mean, I guess sons is so biblical, but something about like Jesse and his sons.
No, it seems kind of like a band or a company.
Yes, yeah.
Or like a surfboard.
Yes,
company.
Like a local shop.
Yeah. This last section is called David is chosen to be king.
Oh.
That's a big name.
That's a big, big name. Maybe one of the, probably the biggest we've heard.
Right.
Since Moses?
King David.
King David. He's the guy.
He's the biggest king I know.
Yeah, he's the only king I know.
King James.
King James wrote this, or, you know, had this Bible written, but he's not like in this.
Is he considered a big king?
I would think so, because he wrote the Bible.
Or
he has his own version.
Right.
And he put the witch thing in there.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
Kill a witch. If you see a witch, kill it immediately.
But yeah, I think King David, Moses, Jesus. I mean, these are big sluggers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, this is the start of a big guy.
It's exciting.
It's always fun.
David versus Goliath.
Is this guy? Yeah,
I
think
so, right? Yeah. Might happen today.
Wait, but he's chosen to be the king?
He's being chosen to be the king. Are when is he going to fight into his big past? Guy?
Yeah, wasn't he like a kid, like earning his stripes?
That's what I thought. Yeah, so is he king already? And why is he fighting this guy? Like, I imagine like sort of a Colosseum set.
Yeah, I just thought he was like a gladiator. Yes. Like, he like rose through the, he's like a humble origin.
Yeah, he's the Spartacus or.
Yeah, that kind.
Let's see.
Huh. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
That's interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they haven't really mentioned that in the past.
I don't think they've like mentioned the idea of heart.
Not, yeah, no heart. And like, yeah, what does that even mean too? Like willpower or like love?
Right.
Like the strength or conviction.
Yeah.
Because before he was like, I'm picking guys who are idiots. Like I purposely picked Abraham because he's such like a doofus.
Yeah, I thought they did pick like big guys.
Yeah, but he's like, no, no, no.
Just a small little twerp.
Mm-hmm. Who you'd never expect.
Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this.
This is kind of an exciting scene.
I don't understand what's happening.
Like, basically, he's like, hey, Jesse.
Right.
Get your sons out. I got God on the phone. And
oh, he's doing one son at a time?
One son at a time, and I'll tell you if he's king or not.
Oh. Okay.
So they're all like, all right, come on. Abinadab.
Okay.
Abinadab, I hope it's you. Oh, it's not.
And it wasn't Eliab because he was too big, maybe.
They're like, probably it's going to be him.
Oh, but like, nope.
Like, actually, there's
not
a reason.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, God, that's not what God's looking for.
Huh.
Huh, yeah, they're learning it too.
Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this.
Ouch, sorry, Shammah.
Sorry, Shammah.
Wah, 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 wah.
This is funny. Again, Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these.
Not even one by one.
That's great. This is one of the, again, the Bible shortening something.
That's true. It's like seven
Don't walk
guys.
Walk me through the 7.
Just give me those 7 because I kind of know.
I get it.
In and out. Sorry, guys. No names.
And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither.
So Samuel said to Jesse, well, why the fuck didn't you get him? I told him to get your sons here.
Yeah, well, he's like... He's so young. There's no way you're interested in him.
I said, get your sons here. God's going to pick a king. And you're like, don't even worry about him.
Definitely not him.
That's crazy.
I know, it's, even if you are like, I probably think my son's a dork, you'd still
be like, well, God said, like, get my sons.
Bring him out.
Yeah. That's crazy, Jesse. You're being too lax about this.
Maybe he needed someone to keep the sheep.
I mean, that's fair. Mm-hmm. If he said that, it's like, I would have brought him
out. So I brought the one least likely.
Yeah. And maybe that's, I guess I would say it's implied, even though I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance.
Whoa.
And
he's
goodly
like a sexy
to
little
look,
guy.
And goodly to look to.
Well, you know, the actors are small guys.
Right.
I'm picturing like a Tom Cruise, Emilio Estevez.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's beautiful.
Beautiful and tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like a Brad. Like someone with like androgynously beautiful.
Mm. a Tom Holland or a Timothy.
Yeah.
He'd be a great King David.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the other guy I'm thinking of? Oh, man, I just had his Dane DeHaan. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He seemed like a little guy, a little pretty actor.
Dane DeHaan. Was he in that like space movie?
He was like in stuff for a little while, but Cara Delevingne. I feel like I haven't seen a Dane DeHaan.
Yeah.
What happened to Dane?
Kind of fell off the map.
A little bit. Let's see, Dane. Yeah. Yeah, he seems like he would be like a king in an old story.
Yeah, he has a sort of a unique face. It's like historical.
Yeah, he has a historical look and sort of even like a Joffrey kind of look to him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that Joffrey actor? He was like a young kid and he's like, acting is stupid. And
he
like,
said that?
He like hated acting and like immediately quit and talked about how like stupid and like empty it was.
Good for him.
I know, it was amazing. And you're like, but you're such a good actor. You're Joffrey.
It's really interesting casting a kid that young to be someone so despicable. I wonder if it like shadows you at all.
Like the rest of his life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess you get, like, if you're so young like him, you probably, like, mature past what you looked like. You probably don't even.
And also, I bet he could see, like, how empty acting is because of, like, how extreme the character was.
Right.
That it's like, people are treating me crazy.
Right. It wasn't like he was, like, if you were, like, the hero, then, like, people would come up to you and be like, you're a hero. And you'd be like, that feels pretty good.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So he could probably see, like, people are acting like
you're
I'm
a villain. You're like, no, I'm not.
You idiot. I'm in like 15 episodes of a show.
Yeah.
It's over. It's not who I am.
Yeah. That's interesting. Child villains.
Yeah, because there's really not that many.
No, I mean, it's pretty weird to have a child villain.
Yeah, it's definitely like a messed up, like, I mean, it makes sense in Game of Thrones that like kings could be young.
Right.
But if you're like just writing a child villain, no, it's like, what happened to you?
Yeah, why?
Because kid was mean to me.
Yeah.
Don't make a child act that out, buddy. Write about something else.
Don't make a child do that.
Yeah.
You're sick. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah.
This is crazy. So essentially there's like two kings right now.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't know.
No.
That's interesting.
This is good.
That'll be cool.
Juicy stuff.
I wonder if they'll make that an issue. That'd be fun.
It will be poorly written, but, you know, we could hopefully suck some juice out of it.
For sure. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. Oh, from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him.
Ooh, oh. He knows something's up.
Yeah, he instantly turned evil.
Yes.
And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well.
Okay, this is great.
Well, I don't understand.
He's like, look, there's an evil spirit here.
Yeah.
Let us get a really good guitar player to come in and rock your socks off.
Is that right?
Another concert. He says, someone who can play the lyre. He will play when the evil spirit from God comes on you and you will feel better.
Okay, so you need a harp player.
Yeah.
Got it.
Cool. Yeah.
Crazy. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me.
Who's the coolest rocker in town? Who's it going to be? Who is this guy?
Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, that Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in manners, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him.
Dude, it's the same guy? So he's just like hot stuff. Is that what's going on?
I think, is this just like a major coincidence?
That I guess so.
He's like, I know a good harp player, it's David.
I guess that's kind of interesting, though. I would have preferred like some weird musician guy.
Yeah, yeah. With sunglasses for sure.
Yes.
And it works.
Slash comes in and just like does a solo. And just like, oh my God, it feels amazing. Play the blues. It's Jimmy Page.
Wow.
This guy's good.
Jimmy Page?
This guy knows. He knows the chords that really like hit you.
Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David, thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David, his son, unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer.
This is so weird, though. Like, so Samuel dumped a bunch of oil and anointed David king, essentially. Yeah. But they kind of forgot about that, I guess. Or
well, my prediction is that was like, or not my prediction, it was how I understand it. It was like a sort of scene where it's like it's ordained, mm-hmm. like
in secret a little bit.
Yeah, it's like he had a dream that I'll be king one day. Like this boy will be king,
and then it's just like okay, and then like, just go live your life, and yeah, whatever happens, it'll probably lead to you being king, I guess.
Which is really weird because it's like. It's almost like there's like two origin stories.
Yeah.
When one would suffice. Like, it's enough to be like, he was a humble harp player.
Yeah.
And then became king. Or God just picked him. I mean, I prefer the second. I think they should not have that scene where they kind of say, you're going to be the king.
Yeah, because we're really being robbed of a great, like, guitar solo scene.
Totally.
That heals the wounds of the king. And he's like, I like this man. Play for me.
Yeah.
Play that song again.
Stay with me forever.
Play me to
sleep.
You
will be my armor bearer.
Mm-hmm.
You beautiful boy.
Yeah, he's beautiful too.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Saul sent to Jesse saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. The end.
That's amazing that we did get the scene still. So, Cooper, if you could find some cool, you know, Carlos Santana.
Oh, yeah.
Guitar licks.
Yeah.
Ooh. Noodling.
It's working.
Yeah.
You beautiful boy. Keep playing.
Evil spirit is being taken from me. Well, it was a long way to get to David.
Yeah.
But... you know, kind of worth it in some senses. I'm actually more energized by the Bible right now than I was when we started.
Well, that's all you can ask for.
Totally.
It's interesting also that Samuel, again, like now I'm seeing like it's less about Samuel. He's almost more like this character who kind of like moved the chess pieces. He's like not in the story. He's like a god. He's like a sort of like mystical figure that just is like, he's not actually affecting events.
Yeah.
He's just narrating.
I'm trying to think of, I feel like there are other stories like that where, you know, the name is
not
something and you're like,
happening.
That's actually not who it's about.
Right.
Someone else.
Wasn't
that
the
guy,
woman? The woman?
The woman. It's not about the woman?
The woman wasn't about the woman?
I don't remember.
Remember there's a book about a woman? It was like
The Scarlet Letter?
No. No. It was like recently. It was like,
oh,
we're like,
this
Ruth,
one. Sorry.
Ruth.
Ruth. Yes. Yes. Sorry. I thought you meant
then
you were just saying
out.
Any book. Yes.
And then it
yeah.
turned out, oh, that I guess was, it was about her, but it just like wasn't.
But wasn't that setting up David? So I've kind of been waiting
the
for
grandfather,
him since then.
The grandfather of David.
Yeah.
And is here who he is. She is. His mom is Ruth.
Did they mention that Ruth was good looking too? I like when they say that.
I don't know.
It'd be cool if there was a hot. Like list of who's the hottest in the Bible.
Mm.
Because it seems, well, Samson.
They've mentioned at least a few people.
Yes, that's what I like. There's been a few people. It's like, and you know, they were quite comely.
And it's like, but who's hotter than who?
Yeah,
who's
yeah. I need to
who's
know.
More comely?
I think that David seems pretty hot.
Totally.
Because the guitar thing helps.
Well, he does a lot of, I mean, and he has a lot of skills.
He has a lot of skills. So it's like, this guy's total package.
Yeah.
He might be the most talented hot guy we've had.
I imagine in my fan fiction, like Samson is more like Chris Hemsworth, like almost like
Gaston,
like beefy
yeah.
and like kind of like not even, yeah, like just like a tree trunk,
yeah,
long hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then David is a more like an Adrian Brody, like a lithe,
mm-hmm.
like artist
mm-hmm.
type,
yeah, sexy in his own way.
Leo DiCaprio,
younger.
Younger.
Young Leo.
A young Leo.
Sure. Whew. Now that's hot stuff.
I could see that.
Guys, get on the Discord. Let us know which actors you think are hot.
Yeah, who's hot?
Who's hot?
And
who's
who should
not?
Play the
yeah.
people?
Oh, that'd be cool. Casting the Bible?
Yeah. I don't know if there were many other hot people.
I thought one of the women
you know
was...
who I don't think is hot? Abraham. Two...
Definitely not.
I don't think they cared. I don't think they had our conventions... of beauty.
No, and if any, he was just such an awful, weird guy.
Yeah.
A fool. It's hard to imagine him being a hot dummy.
I don't think Moses, like when I think about it, it's not like he's like, I don't think he like leads with being hot.
No, if anything, his brother Aaron may have been a little, probably a little better looking.
Yes. I think because it's his name, I think the actor, but I keep thinking of the guy who plays Two-Face.
Tommy, wait, that one or?
No.
Gary, no.
No.
I was gonna say Gary Oldman.
No, his name is like Aaron, you know, and then
someone will say
the Cooper? Recent Batman.
Yeah, but I can't remember who they are.
Anyway, whatever. I think his name.
Cooper, you say it.
Yeah, Cooper, you say it.
Ironic heart.
Anyway, I don't know. I think of him as Aaron.
Okay.
But I don't have a reason. It could not be. But well, yes, I do think Aaron is hotter than Moses, for sure.
Seem like
I think Moses looks a little weird.
Probably. He's not a showman.
I kind of think of Barton Fink.
Of, what's his name? Man, yeah. Jeez, I can't think of anybody.
I know, but, you know.
The guy.
Yeah.
But I want to say his name because John Turturro.
John Turturro.
Yeah, because I was just thinking of, what was the show on HBO where he was just had like nasty feet? He was like the lawyer.
Like the night it happened or something?
Yes, yeah.
Or the night of?
The night of. And they just like went crazy with like his nasty feet.
Yeah, what's up with that?
It was just like the guy's got the nastiest feet. It was like a character thing, but did they resolve it? Whatever. And he was like scratching his feet with chopsticks.
Yeah.
Anyway, just to leave you on that disgusting image after we had some
nice times,
nice ones. But yeah, help us out on the Discord. Rank who's hot in the Bible.
And give us 5 stars and comment and send it to your friends.
The show?
The show.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say send merch to your friends. That's fun too.
Yeah, sure.
Still one of my favorite shirts is our The Bible Brothers.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a great shirt.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's fun.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of shirts like that.
No.
In general.
People are too shy.
Shirts are so muted.
Yeah. They're like car colors these days. Yeah. We used to have such beautiful candy colored cream cars.
Wild patterns. Anything goes on a shirt. So yeah. I'm glad that we're, you know, at the forefront of that.
Of shirt design.
Bringing it back.
All right. Well, that's good. See you next time.
I will see you next time.
And I'll see you next time, listener.
Bye.
Bye.